Shake-ups revealed in budget. Selwick Council is crossing the T's on its 2017-18 budget, with big cuts and shake-ups expected in social care, children's services and other vital services. The borough is entering year two of its plan to withstand £47 million of government cuts over 3 years, first announced for 2016-17. This will be the eighth consecutive year of cuts since the Lib Dem Conservative government, with over £100 million lost since 2011. At an overview and scrutiny committee meeting on Monday, Cabinet members fielded questions from Liberal Democrat and Labour councillors on what changes lay ahead for such each department. Cabinet member for Finance, Modernisation and Performance, Fiona Colley, told the committee that this April's budget would include savings of £25.6 million. As previously reported, council tax will rise for a second year. Increases will partly be ring-fenced as part of the government's enforced social care levy, equaling a council tax rise of 3% in order to tackle growing pressures of adult social care. In a foreword statement prepared for Monday's meeting, Councillor Colley referred to high-profile media coverage of a crisis in adult social care. Southwark will also end its seven-year freeze on voluntary tax rises by going for a 1.99% tax rise. This brings the total 2017-18 tax rise to 4.99%, creating £4.49 million of revenue. Councillor Colley said Southwark would become the seventh lowest taxing council of London's 32 boroughs, but, speaking to the committee, she called the increases a last resort. This will bring the total annual council tax revenue to £87.5 million. It was also revealed that Southwark had dipped into its reserves throughout the last several years to avoid raising taxes, which Councillor Colley suggested could no longer be relied upon and could become a no-go area. National insurance contributions have increased, costing £1.5 million, and the council will pay higher staff salaries for the London Living Wage. Revenue from business rates is also set for a shake-up in the years to come. Southwark Council will keep 30% of the growth in business rate revenues generated by Southwark's improving economy, the rest kept by central government. But at the same time, increased business rates in April will see Southwark pay an extra £1.25 million to the government for its own offices. The government also plans to reform business rates so that councils keep 100% of the revenue they collect, but this will be in exchange for other general government funding. Meanwhile, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, proposed another new tax that will be collected by councils but used only to fund the Metropolitan Police and will equal less than £1 a week for the average Southwark household. The finished budget will be approved at a full council meeting on February 22nd.